Yeah, a lot in my life has changed since I last came through here to Atlanta. Yeah, I got married. That's a big thing. Yes, I did. Very happy about that. I'm very happy with that. Because it was starting to get weird, you know? It's like 45 years old. Oh, my girlfriend. Yeah, we're going to go out and get some pop, you know? Going to parties. It was just weird. Because I hang out with people my age, you know, and they all got married. They all had kids. And I just couldn't contribute when people were standing around talking about marriages and kids, you know? I feel like a little kid. They're sitting there going like, oh, the superintendent of the mayoral candidate of the bicoastal bipartisan with the Middle Eastern crisis. And just...
It's an advanced learning program. The deadline's May 11th. You have to stop the bullying.
With the superintendent of the mayoral candidate.
And a conversation would come around to me. I felt like I was like 8 years old. I'd just be like, did anybody see the YouTube video? Raccoon stole the cat's food, and the cat was scratching him, and the raccoon didn't care. He just came in like this, like George Foreman, and then he reached out. He had hands. All of a sudden, he had hands. I didn't know they had hands. He scooped it up, and he ran away on paws. Do you guys know they had hands? Yeah. So now I'm married, so the next move is you're supposed to have a kid, which I would love to do, but I'm 46 years old. I'm just thinking it's too fucking late, you know? Come on, man. I'm going to have a kid. I'm going to die of natural causes when the kid's in fifth grade, right? Throwing him a Frisbee. We used to use these in the 70s. Do a face plant. My kid's standing there. Mom, Dad's sleeping again. Yeah, I feel hopelessly behind. All my friends have kids. Most of my friends who have kids are cool. But I got a couple of those who think now that they have a kid, like that I don't understand anything anymore. You know those people? Most basic shit. Hey, man, it's kind of cold out today. Oh, dude, you don't understand. You don't understand cold. So you got a two-year-old with a mitten up his ass, and you're trying to get chocolate up the other one's face. It's like, all right, I get it. You have a more complex life, but I still understand being cold, teeth chattering. Kind of lets me know, right? Mine just turned 6. Mine just turned 7. I just feel hopelessly behind, you know? So what I'm actually thinking of doing, I'm thinking about adopting, you know? Yeah. Absolutely. Recycle, you know? Yeah, think globally, act locally. Everything doesn't have to be brand new, you know? It's like when you redo your kitchen. You got custom up top, you got IKEA down the bottom, right? I'd love to adopt. It's a great thing to do. But if I do it, I'm not telling any of my friends. I'm just going to show up with the kid one day just to piss him off, right? Mine just turned 6. Mine just turned 7. I'd love to just show up with an 8-year-old like Domino's. Yeah. Now I get to tell you what you don't understand. 7-year-old, where do they turn 8? 8 is such a funny age. Terrible, too. Try the instant 8s when just bam, they're just there like... All their issues. Dude, I should do it though. I should adopt. I think it's a great thing to do. And I already know what I want to get. I do. I want to get like an 07, 08. Always garage. Good dentition. You know what I would love to do? I'd love to rescue some kid that works in a sweatshop. Wouldn't that be amazing? Like, find the kid that made this shirt. You show up at the factory like, hey, huh? Hey! Hey, bring it in. Bring it in, you maniac. How you doing? You're going back to the States. L-shaped couch, flat screen TV, get in the car. The rest of you keep sewing. But you, coming home with me. Yeah. Dude, how easy would that kid be to raise? Right? After the hell he's been through, all I gotta do is let him sit down. I am immediately the greatest human being this kid has ever met. Just bring him on. Yeah, Dad, have a seat. He'd be like, I get to sit down. Yeah, lay down on the couch. He'd be like, it's like a cloud. Yeah, I'll get him a bowl of Fritos, put on cricket or soccer, one of those sweatshop sports. I don't know. This kid would love me. So that's my first draft pick. All right? Coming out of the gate with that. In the second round, I probably get like an 05 boy soldier. You know? Yeah, sure up the offensive line. You gotta protect the blind side. Yeah, that's how fucked up the world is. There's little boys out there fighting in wars. So that's a twofer. I can drag him out of that hell, give him something of what's left of his childhood, and God forbid, if the dollar ever collapses, right? Shit goes south, zombies take over, I got backup, you know? Everybody thinks I'm gonna be the problem. Meanwhile, I got this sawed-off Chuck Norris standing next to me, 170 kills. Confirmed fucking kills. They're not stories. You make a flamethrower of like a vacuum cleaner and a toaster. You can't coach that, right? I gotta be honest with you. I feel like I'd have to go easier on the discipline with the boy soldier, you know? I might be nuts, but I feel like I could come down on the sweatshop kid, all right? I said, get in there and clean up your goddamn room. I'm getting sick of this shit. Goes for you, too, if you want. But you! You've been out of line all day, mister. Don't even start. Oh, don't even start that shit. Don't even start that shit. You say that every time. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Every fucking time you say that, you know the answer. Now, you want me to say it again? Fine, I'll break it down to you, okay? You know what? You know why it is? You know why? You want to know why? Because you're so. All right? Yeah. Yeah, dude. You so. Dude, he's fucking killed people. You understand that? No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to make his bed, too. No, he doesn't. Because he doesn't sleep in the bed. He's out in the bushes all night talking to himself. Freaking me the fuck out. All right? Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. He scares me, too. He scares me, too. Don't even start that shit. You wanted a big brother, and I got you one. Don't even start that shit. All right? All right, you're right. You're right. Okay, stop crying. Stop crying. Okay? Shouldn't have yelled at you. Okay, I just thought I could fucking, you know, bring him in, you know, give him a couple of Pop-Tarts. I figured he'd chill out. Fucking sitting there looking through his eyebrows, doing that Full Metal Jacket shit, you know? Nah, you can't give him back. It doesn't work that way. Oh, hey, there he is! There he is! What's up, buddy? What's going on? Yeah, we were just talking about you, you know? Just doing like a little surprise thing. You feeling all right? You feeling all right? You're not looking through those eyebrows, huh? Everything okay?
Watch Bill Burr. I'm sorry you feel that way. Only on Netflix.